It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson at WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Today, as we kick off our election week, we're going to be in Georgia on Wednesday and Florida on Thursday. Today, though, we are focused on the Senate race here in North Carolina. It is Democratic Senator Kay Hagan versus the Republican Speaker of the State House, Tom Tillis. Joining us to talk about the race here in Chapel Hill is Guy Charles, who's a professor of law at Duke University Law School. Guy, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And joining us from Durham is Frank Statio, the host of The State of Things on WUNC. Hi, Frank.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well. And let me start with you, Frank. Does this race boil down to any one issue in particular, do you think?
You know, it's not an issue. I think Rob Christensen, who writes and is an observer for the News and Observer in Raleigh, put it best when he says it boils down to three words, national versus local. We've got a lot of local issues here that are very important to people: funding for education, Medicaid coverage, and voting rights. Very important issues. They are in the headlines all the time. So those are things that Tom Tillis is responsible for as Speaker of the House, and he is accountable for having been in charge while all of that legislation was passed. And then you have Kay Hagan in Washington. You have the Affordable Care Act, which is not popular. Barack Obama, who can become a target. And then ISIS and whether or not the administration's response was timely enough, and Kay Hagan's association with that. So you've got kind of a tension between these two kind national and local issues that are very much in play here in North Carolina.
Well, and let's talk about that national idea here. Hagan, as you said, voted for President Obama's health care reform law, and Tillis has been characterizing her as a rubber stamp. Let's listen here to one of his ads about the fight against terrorism.
I have the toughest job of all, mother of a Marine. Going to war was hard, but not as hard as sending your kids off to war. It makes me so mad to see how the president's weakness has allowed the Islamic State to grow. And Senator Hagan, she just goes right along with him. We can't.
Guy, how is that resonating with voters?
You know, I think this is an issue that is resonating with voters. Voters, in fact, care about what is going on. Now, this is a international issue, and so what Hagan has to do is bring it back to the types of things that people care about. But certainly, Tillis is hitting on an issue that matters to voters.
Well, and she has been pushing back on the issue of education. This is something that we heard about with voters yesterday as we were traveling around the state. Here is one of her ads featuring a voter who is a young mother.
My daughter is in fourth grade and my son just started kindergarten. I want their school to be a path to a better future. But with Tom Tillis cutting funding to our schools, they're the ones that lose. Our schools.
Frank, give us the background on this story.
Well, so you have, and there's some controversy over whether or not the legislature and governor did cut funding. In fact, funding has increased year over year. It is still not what it was in 2007. And so the legislature, of course, after 2008, cut funding dramatically across the board. Education was hurt terribly. The funding hasn't been restored. The legislature had the opportunity to perhaps restore some of that funding, but chose a tax cut instead, which overwhelmingly favors corporations and people of higher incomes. And so the question of not raising taxes to restore funding becomes the issue, and also the way teacher raises were handled. We still don't have raises for teachers who have a master's degree. So if you have an advanced degree, you don't get a bump up. Well, that's forced a brain drain already. We've seen hundreds of teachers flee the state of North Carolina. Classroom size has increased as a result of the legislation. So on the one hand, you have this question of whether or not we've increased funding. Yes, a little bit. Is it enough? Parents and teachers are making a lot of noise about this, and that may or may not be having traction with voters.
Now, we're talking about all of these issues, Guy, and the question is, do these matter? Because this is going to be all about turnout and trying to drive people to the polls. This is not an election where there's a presidential candidate on the ballot.
This is an important election over turnout, and the bases are going to matter. It is going to be important for Hagan to get voters of color, to get young voters, to get the type of coalition as close as possible that brought Barack Obama close to the state a few years ago and helped him win the state in 08. So, and it's also important for Tillis to get his base to turn out. So those issues are ways of bringing turnout turnout to the table and getting the base excited and out motivated and voting.
Well, and let's talk about African-American turnout in particular, because there is this voter ID law that is on a lot of people's minds.
Yes. And communities of color, particularly the African-American community, is really upset about this voter ID law. They think that it was intended by the state legislature as a way of depressing the turnout of groups that particularly helped President Obama win the state a few years ago. And so this is an issue that is motivating them. And you're seeing also Tillis run ads in communities of color as a way of saying that Kay Hagan doesn't care about your issue. So this question of turnout for voters of color is a big deal, and voter ID is an important part of that component.
And there are people who are in support of it. We spoke with Susan Myrick of the conservative Civitas Institute in Raleigh about voter ID. Let's listen.
A lot of opponents of voter ID, they prove to me that there is vote fraud, vote impersonation. But voter impersonation, by its very nature, is impossible to detect. So I would ask them to prove that there is not. That's the one thing we don't know when we don't require someone to prove their identity. We don't know who that person is.
Frank, how big of an issue is this voter ID law going to be in this election?
Well, it's a very big issue, and it's certainly one that's in the headlines enough. So if that's any measure of how important it is, I'd say it's an important issue. The question, one of the other questions is, and of course, you know, the NAACP, the state NAACP, has been very active in its Moral Mondays going back 2 years now to try to generate some kind of political mobilization. It's been very active in all 100 counties in the state registering voters. They have to translate that into actual votes. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a sell. On the one hand, voter ID law is important to progressive voters in this state. On the other hand, we have heard that African-American voters are not impressed with Kay Hagan. Neither one of these candidates, Tom Tillis or Kay Hagan, is particularly charismatic. And so that's acting as a little bit of a drag on voter turnout, getting African-American voters in African-American communities excited about Kay Hagan. So there's a little bit of a push and a pull when it comes to generating excitement about that candidate.
We did get some news today from the U.S. Supreme Court that the court is not going to take up the issue of same-sex marriage this term, which looks like it's going to mean that gay marriage could be legal in North Carolina perhaps by the end of the week. That's what an attorney for the ACLU said today. Is that going to have an impact, do you think, Guy, in this election?
Well, it seems that gay marriage is not so much the issue that it was here a number of years ago and maybe across the country. And in fact, it looks like Republicans nationally have been downplaying gay marriage as a social issue. So to the extent that it might have an impact, perhaps more on the progressive side, but I don't think it's going to play as big of a role in this election that it has played in the state in the last few years.
Frank, what do you think about that? And I have to say, as I was traveling around yesterday, most people, the economy is the most important issue for them.
Economy is the most important issue. It would be interesting to see if this Supreme Court decision comes up in the next two debates between them, because Guy's absolutely right in the sense that more voters now oppose any opposition to or therefore favor gay marriage, allowing people to get married, gay people to get married. It means that if you ask the question to Tom Tillis, he might be in a position of offending crossover voters, depending on how he frames his answer. I think Kay Hagan's in pretty good shape with that kind of a question. On the other hand, if it's not much of an issue, then it won't matter too much to any voter.
All right, Frank Stacio and Guy Charles, thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.